From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for today's broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues this series of studies in the law of God, Dr. Cairns is dealing with the third commandment, Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Though this commandment is often ignored, even by professing Christians, God has said that he will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Most people regard this sin as the use of profanity, which it certainly includes. But there are many other ways in which this sin is committed. Some of these include a frivolous use of God's name, appealing to his name in sorcery, perjuring oneself by the use of his name, as well as by blasphemy, apostasy, and hypocrisy. Dr. Cairns will continue the message in just a few minutes. First, please listen to this brief devotional thought taken from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning.
This morning's text comes from 1 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 12. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. The word hitherto seems like a hand pointing in the direction of the past, 20 years or 70, and yet hitherto the Lord hath helped. Through poverty, through wealth, through sickness, through health, at home, abroad, on the land, on the sea, in honor, in dishonor, in perplexity, in joy, in trial, in triumph, in prayer, in temptation, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. We delight to look down a long avenue of trees. It is delightful to gaze from end to end of the long vista, a sort of verdant temple with its branching pillars and its arches of leaves. Even so, look down the long aisles of your years, at the green boughs of mercy overhead, the strong pillars of loving kindness and faithfulness which bear up your joys. Are there no birds in yonder branches singing? Surely there must be many, and they all sing of mercy received hitherto. But the word also points forward, for when a man gets up to a certain mark and writes hitherto, he is not yet at the end. There is still a distance to be traversed. More trials, more joys, more temptations, more triumphs, more prayers, more answers, more toils, more strength, more fights, more victories, and then come sickness, old age, disease, death. Is it over now? No, there is more yet. Awakening in Jesus' likeness, thrones, harps, songs, psalms, white raiment, the face of Jesus, the society of saints, the glory of God, the fullness of eternity, the infinity of bliss. Oh, be of good courage, believer, and with grateful confidence raise thine Ebenezer, for he who hath helped thee hitherto will help thee all thy journey through. When read in heaven's light, how glorious and marvelous a prospect will thy hitherto unfold to thy grateful eye.
World is not my final home, but I
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the LTBSradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Now, what is blasphemy? Well, it's reviling the Lord, but it is particularly speaking against Him. Listen to the words of Christ in Matthew 12:31. All manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, But the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven. Now that's verse 31. Verse 32 explains that. Whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Blasphemy is speaking against God. And the worst form of it is blaspheming the Holy Ghost, which in Matthew 12 is deliberately attributing to the devil the work of the Holy Spirit. But there's a very much more common form of blasphemy. Remember when I was telling you what it meant to take the name in vain? The word vain is a noun that means emptiness, vanity. It indicates a nothing, a non-entity, a worthless thing. To blaspheme the Lord's name is to hold God to be despicable or worthless or negligible or to treat him as a non-entity. In other words, I want you to get this. If you live your life as if God did not exist, as if God had not spoken, you blaspheme him with every breath you take, with every step you take, with every muscle you move. To treat God as unimportant is the ultimate blasphemy. That's what God calls it. Then there is apostasy, which is using the Lord's name to depart from the Lord's truth or to deny his revelation. Jeremiah spoke of the prophets that prophesied lies in the Lord's name, saying, "I have dreamed, I have dreamed." You know, I have heard prophets like that. I have listened to modern day self-styled prophets who said, "I have dreamed. The Lord has told me. The Lord has given me a vision." And all the time they were leading people away from God's word and away from the central revelation of Scripture. Peter warns us of this. 2 Peter 2 and 1, "There shall be false teachers among you who bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them." And he says, "By reason of whom the way of truth shall be blasphemed." Apostasy. Didn't Jesus warn us of this? This is not some remote thing. Listen to the words of the Savior and see if you can't catch an echo of the so-called prophets who parade in their hundreds around America today. "Many shall say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name?" That's their crime. That's their blasphemy. "In thy name have cast out devils. In thy name have done many wonderful works." "Then will I profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me." Notice, "ye cursed." They cursed God by their apostasy. He cursed them in his judgment. Then there's hypocrisy. What is hypocrisy? It's lifting up the Lord's name as a cover for sin. Jude 4 says there are certain men crept in unawares, ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Hypocrites coming into the church. Peter warns, don't use your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness. Paul says you're called to liberty, but don't use your liberty for an occasion for the flesh. What is hypocrisy? Hypocrisy, in the words of Jeremiah, is stealing, murdering, committing adultery, swearing falsely, and then coming and standing before God in His house, which is called, he says, by my name. And then you say, we're delivered to do all these abominations. Jeremiah 7. That's hypocrisy. Now, religious hypocrisy is a cursed thing. God condemns it for many reasons. It's lying. It's covering up for many other sins. But first of all, it's a blasphemy against God. It's a breach of the third commandment. Now let's bring it down to ourselves. You come to God's house in a very sanctimonious fashion. You can lift up the Lord's name, but you get home, you're a different man. On goes the television, Sabbath day or not. And yes, I will be dealing 2 weeks from tonight with the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day. Because I believe in 10 commandments, not 9. But after your sanctimonious use of the Lord's name, you can go home, and on goes the television, and whatever filth and ungodliness and uncleanness is there, you're quite at home. You go out into business and you can be as crooked as a corkscrew, as vile-tempered and vicious-tongued as the most ungodly. What are you doing? You're practicing hypocrisy. You're using the holy name of the thrice holy God as a cloak for your own vicious sin. God abhors it. Then there's profanity. Now I've left this to the end because it's the most frequent and the most accepted form of taking the Lord's name in vain. It's an irreverent use of God's name. By irreverent, I simply mean it is using God's name without any sense of fear of God's person. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The man who has not started to fear God is a fool. And using the Lord's name without any sense of fear or reverence of the great and holy and awesome person of God is taking His name in vain. It's a light or a thoughtless use of the divine name. Sometimes people will burst out into a passionate invective, and they would make it all the more terrible by invoking the Lord's name. Often they use the Lord's name as a word to curse or swear. There's nothing new in this. Jeremiah 23:10 says, because of swearing the land mourneth. Hosea 4:2 laments, by swearing, that is cursing, lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out. That is, they break out in wanton fury, and blood toucheth blood, violent cryings piled one upon another. Again, I have not time to follow through, but I want you to see that breaking the third commandment never stands alone. Look at America tonight. Blood, touching blood. There's not a city in America, there's hardly a town or a hamlet where a man or a woman can walk in safety. Blood, touching blood. Violence piled upon violence. You can blame the education system. You can blame the social system. You can blame this and blame that. But I want to tell you, when a nation loses the fear of God, it loses the mainspring of societal purity. God says it. By cursing. That's the beginning. Oh, it's a little thing. Listen to any radio program. God's name is taken in vain constantly. It's nothing. But God says that's just the first link in a chain that ends in the cesspool and the bloodbath that we have across the nation tonight. To make matters worse, this crime is almost exclusively practiced against the Lord Jehovah. Heathens never profane the names of their idols. It is said that some secular Muslims have been known to use the name of Allah, likely. But certainly here in this country, would there not be an uproar? Would there not be rioting in the streets in certain places if on television or in radio the name of Allah or the name of Muhammad were used in some light or frivolous or mocking fashion? Oh no, these crimes cannot be offered to the false god of the heathen Muslim. They're directed only to the holy name of the triune Jehovah. Speaking to a Presbyterian minister in Belfast, I learned that he and his congregation had gone into one of what was in my young days, just 200, 300 yards from where I was born, a Protestant stronghold, a place of gospel preaching, and tonight a den of vice and iniquity. He said they went down around Christmas time and they decided they would use the survey method to get in among the people, and especially the children. And they asked them, Christmas, what is it all about? And then they asked some little boys, Jesus. This is Protestant Belfast, Northern Ireland. Jesus. Who is Jesus? That minister told me. One little boy immediately answered, oh, that's what my daddy says every time he gets mad. Profaning the holy name. Even professing Christians are guilty.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.